This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, less than 10 seconds into that hockey game on Saturday, there were some fights.
Three of them. It was a lot of fun. It was one of the most fun hockey games I have ever watched. And to joining us now to talk about it more.
Was it more fun than Game 7?
Well, it's different. It was different than Game 7. Mm. Game 7 was personal. I was there, but I was also in the media section, so I just stood there. You know, and it was fun to watch.
No cheering in the press box.
No, but it was different than Game 7. Like I said, there's the international vibe and the pride and the fights and how close the game was. And joining us now is Luke Korak. He is the St. Louis Blues writer for NHL.com and the hockey news. And Lou, you explain it to Ranj. How you thought that game was different than like a Game 7 with the Blues. Like, what made it so much fun?
Well, when there's country on the line, it's just a different vibe. It really is.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember when Sidney Crosby scored the goal in the 2010 Olympics, it was all, I mean, we weren't there, but you can almost feel the energy coming from Canada. I mean, that's just how different it is. I mean, when it's team that you're rooting for and country that you're rooting for, yeah, there's just something really different about it. And you can see already the sleeping giant here has been awakened. Canada's already put a foot on Finland's throat here. They're up 2-0 early, and you could just get the sense that losing that game on Saturday, they had already turned their focus and attention to 1 o'clock local time puck drop today because they want a piece of the U.S. again.
So with the fight, what's being said before the face-off? Because clearly they're talking about it. Clearly they're saying we're going to go. What happens in the lead-up there?
Well, the funny thing is this had all actually started the night before. So if you listen to Matthew Tkachuk talk about it, they had a group text together, and of course, brother is involved, and you know, brother's going to tag along. Brady's going to tag along with this one, and they had said basically, this is our time. We have to send a message early that we are the big dogs of this tournament because let's face it, Canada has pretty much owned the best on best tournaments. I mean, winning 9 out of the last 13. I would say they have dibs on who the big dog of these tournaments are. And I think U.S. understood that they have a lineup that's worthy, capable of winning this thing. And that was just their way of saying, we're coming on your soil. We're going to basically take the flag, as you see in the NFL, and just drop it in the middle of your logo, and there's nothing you're going to do about it. And they basically backed it up. So they get into the face-off circle, and Matthew is – they're talking. They're obviously talking about this because you guys – I don't know if you saw it when Florida was in town a couple weeks ago. Jake Nabors fought Sam Bennett, and that was stemming from a hit from back in December, and he basically thought about it all day, and he stepped into the circle and said, hey, you want to go? So obviously, you know, your opposition can look at you and go, nah, not this isn't the time or place. But they're not gonna turn that challenge down. So Matthew basically did it with Brandon Hagel. And then what's funny about it is after their fight, Brady skates over to the Canada bench. Sam Bennett's not even on the ice, points his finger at him and says, I want you next. And Sam Bennett is Matthew Tkachuk's Florida Panthers teammate. That's what's crazy about all this. And here we go. And I mean, now we're talking mayhem and then the ice cream on the cake. I didn't expect Colton Parayko to be the guy involved in any of this. I mean, Amy, you know,
yeah,
from covering
yeah.
I mean, everybody calls him the gentle giant around here. You know, it's only his, third or fourth ever fight. So, but JT Miller was involved in this group chat that they had. It was either the night before or two nights before. And JT Miller, I don't think he had anybody picked out. I just think that he was going to go with whoever was there. Colton Parayko, I mean, if you guys haven't noticed, he's a pretty big guy at, 6'6". He just happened to be there, and he kind of poked the wrong bear there because I think Colton can handle himself pretty well.
Yeah.
And here we go. You know, we played, 9 seconds, and it took 15 minutes?
It was insane. It really was. What's funny is Keith Tkachuk was asked about his sons. I forgot where afterwards. And he said that those two are lunatics.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just, and then, you know, in the penalty box, Brady and Matthew Tkachuk are talking. He's like, how was my fight? Was it good? He's like, oh yeah, it was great. He's like, what about mine? No, yours was good. I mean, they're just absolutely insane. And as you mentioned, this started the night before, but I can only imagine that it was amped up to a different level when the Bell Center just booed the heck out of the U.S. national anthem. And then when they played the Canadian national anthem, I honestly thought the roof might actually explode. Like, it was so intense that if anything was going to happen, this cemented that it was going to be monumental.
Yeah, I mean, if you guys have never been to the Bell Center before, I can honestly tell you it's one of the, if not the best places from a fan perspective. And I mean, you know, even sitting in the press box, you can just see it. It's one of the best places to watch a hockey game. I mean, the noise in that building, you mean, you could fit 21,000 plus people in that building. And it's like the players love it because it's structured and built almost like the old Maple Leaf Gardens where the seats, instead of kind of going out away from you, they basically go up, and it's almost like the fans are on top of you. So it's kind of a different vibe. And you're right, Amy, you could just tell that this was done with obviously a purpose of their own, but with also the intentions of getting the fan bases of both sides just completely, completely jacked up. And they backed it up with a tremendous hockey game. I mean, U.S. just I called it a masterclass because I thought defensively they were magnificent in that game. To be able to limit and shut that talented of a country down like Canada was just a masterpiece to me. So I think what they did was they came out, and it's a bit of a risk to do what they did, but to be able to back it up the way they did, it was a stroke of genius. It really was.
It was so much fun. And just, like seeing the USA across the front of the sweaters and obviously the maple leaf for Canada, it brings out that pride for your country. Just on a different note, though, Lou, and you tell me if you think this response has been fair or not. I'm seeing a little bit of heat on Jordan Binnington and his play in that game. What do you think? What part of the criticism is fair or not fair?
Well,
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, hootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's kind of what you've seen with Jordan Binnington since he's really been here. And he sometimes has the propensity to give up the goal that you expect him to stop, or really that you expect any goalie to stop, to be honest with you. And that first goal by Jake Guentzel, he'll tell you 1,000 times out of 100 times that he should have saved it. I mean, it was from a tough angle right through him. There wasn't much to it technique wise that he had to be able to exhibit there in order to just make a pretty routine save. But then he's the kind of guy that'll come back and give you a couple of 10 bell saves where you're just like, wow, he just stole a goal for us. Wow. He just, like he did against Sweden. I mean, they're not in the position that they're in right now. And I get it. There was also some criticism in that game of a couple of goals that he gave up in that game, but that's a one shot game in overtime. And he made 3 game saving stops in overtime that you're thinking those are going in 10 out of 10 times. And somehow he's able to come up with a save. So that's just who he is, and that's how he has been. But you know what? I think he's pretty unflappable. That's why John Cooper continues to ride him, because he goes back to what he was able to do as a rookie and what he has been able to do since then. And there haven't been a lot of them, but the big games that you expect him to step up and be a difference maker, he has been. And I think that's what they're counting on again here today to get them into the championship game. And who knows? If they're playing U.S. on Thursday night in TD Garden, I mean, can you ask for a better script? He went in and won Game 7 there for the Blues' first ever Stanley Cup championship. What if he goes in there and stands on his head again and is able to get his country a Four Nations title? That would be another heck of a mark on his resume.
Korak covers the Blues for NHL.com. Blues don't have an NHL game again until Saturday. They'll play at home against Winnipeg. And you've got a little bit of a layoff here for most of the players, those who are not participating. So, first of all, is it that big of a deal for those guys, or is this a welcomed rest? And secondly, as they sit now, what, 8 points out of a wild card spot? With quite a few teams. Well, I guess there are just 2 teams that are in front of them at the moment, between them and the second wild card spot. Is this a good time for that break or not?
Well, first of all, just from a physical standpoint, it is. I mean, because with the way the schedule continues to be compressed, and a lot of it has to do with what you're seeing right now. You have a tournament within a season. So you're playing a lot of 4 games in 6 nights, 5 games in 8 nights, and you kind of repeat that 3 and 4 nights, and you're repeating that over and over again, and your body, it's just taking a toll. So, you know, everybody that I talked to leading into the break said it's a welcome time off. I mean, they usually get it during the All-Star, if there was an All-Star weekend, they would get some time off, just not quite this amount of time. They're going to get back out on the ice starting tomorrow. So they're going to have some good 3-4 practices leading into just to get the legs going under them again. But I think they understand the situation that they're in. It's going to help them make the push because quite simply, guys, they just haven't had that momentum stretch where they're basically making the statement saying, we're here, we're not going anywhere. And when I say that, I'm talking about a winning streak. I mean, they're the only team in the league still to this point that hasn't won 3 games in a row. That's got to change if they're going to get into into this playoff race. I mean, 8 points out right now, even Chris, I'll be honest with you, even if they go on some kind of a run and win 5, 6, 7 in a row, they may still not be in this thing. I mean, 8 points doesn't sound like a ton, but it really is. I mean, when you've got other teams that are playing well as well, I mean, this could all be a moot point for them. So all they can do is control what they can control, and the players will always tell you that, and maybe the rest will fall into place, but it's going to be a tall task. I'll be honest with you. If you're asking me, do I think they can pull this off? I don't think so, just because of the magnitude of how many teams. You know, it doesn't sound like a lot, but having a couple of teams in front of you, not only do you have to play well, but you have to have a couple of other teams not play as well. That to me is just asking a lot.
I mean, they are what the last game of the year is tax day, so you're about 2 months away from that. You're just under 2 months, and that seems like a lot of time, but it's almost kind of not.
Yeah, they're gonna hit the ground running here. I mean, once they start Saturday, you're talking Saturday, Sunday home games, and then you're playing Seattle on Tuesday. So you start off with this three out of four nights at home, and then you add a game in on Washington a week from Thursday. You're talking 4 games and 6 nights right out of the gates, and that's the way it's going to be. There's just not going to be many of these periods where you're going to get 2 days off in between games, 3 days off. They do have a stretch there in March where they're going to play a lot of road games, and they are going to have some days off. But then around the middle of March, it's a race to the finish. And between now and the middle of March, like I said, they're going to have to go on a run now, and then they're really going to have to go on a run then in order to deem themselves relevant in this race. And I just don't know if there's enough there to get them over the hump, but they're not going to give up. I mean, this team has shown that, you know, even, you know, they may be a little bit void of talent like some of the others out there, but they do have the propensity of not giving up. I just think it's going to be a tall task for them, but they're going to give it their best shot.
Luke Korak, as always, we appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. Good talking to you both.
St. Louis Blues writer for NHL.com and the Hockey News, Lou Korak, with us on KMOX. I've got Amy Markscores. I'm Chris Ranji. We have just a few more moments with you before the Dave Glover Show takes over. Don't forget, you can play KMOX on your smart speaker at home. Just tell it to play KMOX and it will do it. Or play the Chris and Amy Show and it will play for you the last episode of the podcast. It is Chris and Amy on KMOX.